This is KUT. All felony cases in Texas start in front of a grand jury. These people, selected at random from the surrounding community, decide if there's enough evidence to indict. One concern in all juries is racial diversity. A bill approved by state lawmakers last year sought to increase the diversity of jurors, including those on a grand jury. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports here in Travis County, the opposite may be happening.
Senator John Whitmire of Houston stood on the floor of the Senate in May of 2015.
Mr. President, I move to adopt the Commerce Committee report on House Bill 2150, which is referred to
the bill he was presenting unraveled what was called the key man system of selecting grand juries. How did it work? Judges would choose 3 to 5 commissioners who each went out and chose 4 or 5 people to be jurors. The judge would then whittle the group down to 12. But HB 2150, the bill Whitmire presented in May, made the selection entirely random, just like what we think of as regular trial juries. Here's the senator again.
Grand juries are to be selected at random from a fair cross-section of the population of the areas served by the court. It will still address diversity, transparency.
The concern was that judges were picking their buddies. It was also called the pick-a-pal system. And when Whitmire said diversity, in part that meant racial diversity. But now, 1 year after the random selection bill became law, we're not seeing that effect in Travis County. A spokesperson from the county was not available before deadline. But we can still look into the numbers. In the last year of the key man system, grand juries in Travis County looked like this. Roughly
60% white,
21% Hispanic,
18% black,
and 1% other. A year later, grand juries are whiter.
70% white,
17% Hispanic,
8% black,
and 6% other. Mary Rose is a sociology professor at the University of Texas.
It is possible that Travis County was doing a better job in the past with their key man system.
That's a sentiment echoed by others, including UT Austin professor Jennifer Lauren. She says Travis County may have been the exception in a system where, in other large counties, key men
were, I would say, on balance, using their discretion to not seat representative juries.
The irony is that while grand juries have gotten less racially diverse through random selection in Travis County, they are closer to representing the racial makeup of the area, which is generally not very diverse. It begs this question.
Is the idea of representativeness really that the ideal is the jury matches the community? Or is the ideal that the jury be sort of diverse by some independent measure?
Of course, diversity comes in many forms, from class to life experience. And that's impossible to know from the data. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.